When you have been the topic of conversation, someone might ask if your ears were burning. That's not a bad thing, as long as the conversation is good. And that's not a literal symptom, obviously. But have you ever had someone ask if you have itching ears? Itching ears can be a symptom of a much deeper rooted issue. Today, aren't we all on high alert for symptoms that might suggest we are sick? Temperatures are checked. If we get the slightest sore throat, we wonder if it means something more than allergies. Has our taste or smell changed? Do we have a slight cough? We are particularly cautious in the moment of symptoms. I'm paying very close attention to any symptoms that could reveal or be a sign of something more my body may be dealing with. Itching ears is a dangerous symptom. It shouldn't be ignored. It reveals something much deeper happening in the heart. We're going to discover what it reveals when it comes to truth. 2 Timothy 4:3-4. For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. Paul writes to Timothy here a warning about people with itching ears. He begins saying that a time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Doctrine is basically another word for beliefs or a set of beliefs. Sound doctrine is so important because our behavior, choices in life, and how we live is affected by what we believe. After the resurrection of Jesus, the apostles went out to preach the good news of Jesus. A huge part of why the New Testament was even written was to help believers stay true to the teachings of Jesus and to expose false teachers or anyone who would try to change the sound doctrine of the faith. Still, then and now, there are those who want to only hear what they want to hear. So they search with itching ears for voices and teachers to preach the truth they want to hear. The truth for many is hard to handle. It may go against what we want or what behavior we want to justify, how we live our life, how we treat people, how we spend our money, or what we want to be true. If this is the case, then our ears begin to itch for someone or some teaching or religion to satisfy what we want to hear and what we want to be true. A case of itching ears, according to Paul, leads hearts to turn away from the truth of the gospel and turn to myths or made-up fables and folklore, spread only to deceive hearts and lead them away from the ultimate true story of salvation, that Jesus, God's only Son, was sent to make a way for us to be saved and reconciled to a holy God. Through his death and resurrection on the third day, eternal life is made available by grace through faith in him for those who believe. That's the truth. Believe it, and you'll never suffer from a case of itching ears because you will have found the cure, which is the only truth to fully satisfy. I'm Lori Klein.